Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Intuition. We've all got it. It's built into us. But why is it we're so afraid of it? Why is it that we've got to put woo-woo around it for some reason? Or we try to make it some outer worldly whatever. It's not necessary. What I think is important is when we acknowledge it, when we recognize it, and then the adventure begins. My guest today is Ann Deidre. We're going to be talking about Extreme Intuitive Makeover. That is the title of her book. But I think you'll find it interesting. Not only does she have that book, she has another book called Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art. And she has a wonderful selection of cards, Spiritual Enlightenment Oracle cards, that have a whole different aspect than I've seen with cards. And I want to quote from her book before I introduce her again. She says, "We have our own power, and we do not need it from other people. We do not need to give our power away." I want to welcome to the airwaves Ann Deidre, who is in New Hampshire. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much, Donna. It's such an honor and privilege to be on the phone with you today, and I'm almost speechless, and that never happens. Thank you so very much.
You, like me, were born to talk. I think when time comes where we're going to exit from this earth, you're going to say, no, give me another five. I haven't finished what I had to say. And that's okay. That is really a good thing. And you are what you describe for yourself as being an intuitive life coach. Obviously, you're an author and you speak because you're teaching. But there's another side of you that you have cultivated, and that is of being an artist. Now, you have had experiences dealing with depression, anxiety, and you found that utilizing the intuitive side of you through art really opened you up in a very, very special way. Let's talk about, before we get to Extreme Intuitive Makeover, let's talk about your book, Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art. The cover is reflective of a piece of art that you have done, and you really tell your story with the artistic pieces that you show in this book. How is it that art enabled you to free yourself from limitations that you had adopted?
Well, the interesting part for the art experience that I've had since 1992 is that I never considered myself to be a formal artist in any way. I was actually one of those students in high school art class where the teacher would often scold me, actually, to slow down. You're not doing this right. Look how the other students are doing their artwork. And I really had this sense of myself that art was not going to be something that I would pursue in any way, shape, or form. However, in my late 20s, I went through some very difficult times, losing a job, a relationship that ended, moving to a new city. And I thought, you know, I always wanted to paint. I want to be this artist. And it was a thing I'd carried growing up. I just thought the idea of being an artist sounded nice. I just went to the paint store, didn't know how to buy the paints or what to get. I just got whatever paints I wanted, and I painted in my apartment, and I didn't have any rules. And I didn't have any expectations, and I didn't think that anybody would ever see any of the paintings that I started to create. And there was something that I connected with that was something deep within me that wasn't anything I'd ever taken in school. So I call it intuitive art. It's basically connecting with sound. I play music, color, and I've learned a lot more about it since then, but I have learned that the right brain is the creative, intuitive part of us, And for me, just dabbling in art with no rules for myself, it really began to expand this deeper part of me from that point onward.
I think that the intuitive and artistic expression, whether it's through music, drawing, painting, dancing, I don't care what medium a person employs, is so harmonic. And it actually is a stimulus that enables people to be comfortable with a side of themselves. And, of course, you really started opening yourself up. Now, I'm looking right now at a picture that you did. It was called The Wounded Lioness, and this was in June of 1992. And the very first thing that is, to my eye, noticeable is the eyes, because of the colors that you used with the eyes. To me, they're sort of greenish-yellowish. And when I then looked at that, that was the first thing that grabbed me, and I looked at the rest of it, it was almost as if the masculine and feminine side of yourself were coming into a harmony, but at the same time, it was a battle. And the wounded lioness, in my mind, when I reflect on it, when you think of the lioness out in the wild, she is the one that is the caretaker of the young. She is the one that hunts. When she has to be the all and end all. She's in a, there's a pride, this pride she's a part of. Every single one of the lionesses has to be totally responsible for everything that's going on. So when I saw your image of the lioness, to me it was almost like she was aching. And of course that's why it's titled The Wounded Lioness. And when you write about this in your book, Inner Visions, you say in one little sentence, youthful ideals don't match reality. Boy, is that the truth.
Yeah.
There's so much that we experience. And then you have this wonderful watercolor called Calm After the Storm. And this really gave you a lot of insight into yourself, didn't it?
Yes, this particular painting gave me a message, and all of them have given me messages, but this one in particular was a real never-give-up message.
And then, when as you were doing this, how did you notice your intuitive skills becoming sharper?
Gosh, you know, I painted up a storm that first year when I... Wounded Lioness was my first painting, and I, like I said, without ever taking a painting class, I didn't take painting in high school, I didn't take painting in college. I studied art history, but I never painted. So I painted that Wounded Lioness, and I just felt good. I just felt like I did something that that nobody had to approve of except myself. So that was new, a new feeling for me, a feeling of inner accomplishment. And that I expressed myself. It didn't necessarily matter what it looked like, but that this some kind of synergy of my emotional states that were so despairing to put them on paper, and then this image of hope would come up. I realized now I was transmuting energy. I've learned a lot in the past 20 years about what I was doing, but I didn't really realize it at the time, except I felt better. And that's what the creative process does for us.
You felt better and you were healing yourself, really. You were really healing yourself. Now,
yes.
There is an exquisite painting that you have in your book called Serenity.
Mm.
And you often like to use meditation. You mentioned music, which I think is fabulous. And this is something that this painting is so exquisite. You have flowers in it. You have just this wonderful essence of flow. And you really express what you are feeling, and that is something that art can do. And I always have to chuckle when people will say, well, this is the only way to do what you need to do, if they're talking about art. And I just laugh, because there's no right or wrong way, really. Everyone is going to express themselves in their own way and manner. Now, technical skills can be learned. However, the essence of the portrayal of the expression of art, that is something that is very unique to every single artist, because I think of one artist that I've known who is a very intuitive woman, and we have art from oh my goodness, so many years ago. And we've watched her change her art styles as she grew as a person. Mm-hmm. And her artwork went through what I called her dark moments. And I can remember looking at the art saying, she's not having a very good time in her life. And then now she has come into a level of peace with herself, and her artistry is just exquisite. When you are working with people and you are telling them to express through painting or art, and you have this wonderful book, Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art, how do people relate when you talk about this and how it's something that can literally liberate them?
Yes, well, I work with people now through intuitive coaching, and I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people that don't think that they're creative at all, and I can completely understand and relate. However, I feel like I have a conversation with their higher selves, if you will, as I've discovered mine through art. All of these paintings that came through me as I look at them now are messages of hope, inspiration, encouragement, all of the higher dimensional energies that I've come to connect with more consciously, I suppose. It was through the practice of art that, like you said, healed me in a way that my vibration changed. My despair, my depression literally left me as mm-hmm. I moved into these higher level energies through the expression of creativity. So I don't worry about people's first initial impression that they're not creative. I work with them to realize that if they've lived in the world, they have something to express. and I'm have a gift for connecting with what different forms of expression are really suited for people, which I find quite joyful and meaningful to help them move into books they're meant to write, businesses they're meant mm-hmm. to start with their creativity.
Let's move to your book, Extreme Intuitive Makeover, because you take an approach with people that I think is terrific. You talk about the inner intuitive millionaire. Mm-hmm. And, of course, whenever people hear the term millionaire, obviously it's dollar bills that are going to come into their imagery. But it's not always money. You can have abundance and prosperity. There's nothing wrong with that. But the real richness of life is when you can have the best of both worlds, when you can be doing what you love and expressing yourself with your own level of honesty, integrity, and purpose, and having that financial abundance and being able to, if you will, visualize it. Because there's something about the human being that has to have purpose. And you really go into that. And that is something that, again, complementing the artistic expression, you say it frees us from isolation and helps us feel our sense of community. We can wake up joyful and inspired every day. Boy, I bet you there's some people that are listening today and just saying, you have got to be kidding. I haven't felt good for weeks.
Right.
But it's real. This is something that can be. We have that momentum within us. What's one of the biggest challenges, Anne, that you found you were able to overcome as an individual?
Connecting with my purpose, and what I like to help people with is have an understanding that what they learned they can teach. What they've struggled with most is what they are here to help other people with. So when you can apply some meaning to the struggle that you've had and be able to get on the other side of it and help people, that's a tremendous feeling that is like no other that I've discovered. And when you have the courage, quite frankly, to get yourself out of the way and get out there in a way that can empower people, if that's what your purpose is. I work with all kinds of people with all different purposes, and they're all beautiful and they're all unique. And you do wake up every day with joy when you know you've got that little extra spring in your step, that connection to who you truly are.
Let's go to the painting. In your book, Extreme Intuitive Makeover, you have, in your third chapter, breaking all the art rules, and I really like this. And you're saying to people, why not dip into yourself? Why not liberate yourself? Why not express yourself? Now, if you want to use pen and ink, you can do that. But instead, you say, why don't you use watercolors? Why don't you use colors? Because they really have a relationship. And all you need is a place where you can set things up, and then do it. And I believe in this so strongly because I have a very dear friend who's extremely artistic, and she needs to be able to release certain things in herself. And she could do it through the art. And I've been talking to her about this for years and years and years because she's very gifted. But she's blocking herself. She doesn't want to do it. She makes excuses about why she can't do it.
Mm.
And all she needs to do is set up her own space. And it's wonderful. People can use colored pencils. But you go through and you talk about this, and I had to chuckle because you said you like the dollar store. You go and you get shower curtains from the dollar store and put them underneath wherever you're going to be painting. If you're going to be using some kind of material that's going to drip and might damage something, then you put this dollar shower curtain underneath. I thought that is such a good idea. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money.
Right. You don't need an artist studio. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I like to express to people, I understand these little blocks. Oh, what does it matter? What's the point? You know, I'm too old to paint, or all of these things. But I like to explain that we do have that right side part of our brain. It is intuitive and it is creative. The left side is more logical. And these exercises open up your intuition. And when you're more fully connected with your intuition, I mean, I can't explain how it happens, but it just does. That you become more highly intuitive through art. I mean, even if you go to an art gallery, the visual part of our brain connecting and expanding that. That's why, like, my Oracle card, like you said, I really appreciate that you get it, Dawn. It was revolutionary for me when I sat down last year and created them because I knew that they were these little paintings were expanding an ability that I run a business with now, which is my intuition. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's worth the
and
time.
In your cards, you have this, and it's called the Spiritual Enlightenment Oracle cards. You have done something that's unique, and I like this. You have labeled them with statements like the one I'm looking at, expect miracles. And this is a variation of shades of blue that you have put together. And this is, when you look at it, you can see a face in it. There's water, a lake, and what it does, it stimulates the intuitive response. And you have on the back of this card, spiritual world, you've chosen this card as a reminder to expect miracles. Show up for your life and do your best. Once you make a commitment to do that, unseen forces and divine providence move to work miracles on your behalf. You'll find many ascended masters' faces in this painting. You're not alone. You are a co-creator with the universe, with God. Set your intention every morning to align with your highest good. When you connect to the heaven, the divine inside of you, and you remember your divinity as being one with God, your life will transform, and experiencing everyday miracles can and will occur. Every one of these cards, each card represents a piece of artwork that you have done, and every one of the cards has something on the back. What a wonderful way to open up a day. This is a marvelous, marvelous way to tap into your day and just to be aware of something on a level that maybe you would never have ever considered. And I think the power of the intuitive self, it's not just meant to see the future. The intuitive self is meant to empower the individual so that they reach their greatest capabilities. And that's what in your description, in your book, Extreme Intuitive Makeover, working with art enables you to do it. And you love to put on music. You choose your music. Of course, we all do. And
uh-huh.
You put it on and you just do your thing. And you describe the process here. I think that is absolutely marvelous. Absolutely marvelous to be able to do that.
You know, it does. It's something that in the beginning when I first started painting and I was going through such a difficult time, I counted on that time. It was life-saving time for me. And like your friend, my art has evolved. I started getting sparkles, you know, the sparkles from the craft store. And now a lot of I do a lot of angelic wings with sparkles on them, and I still have a lot of fun. Like I'm, you know, maybe 10 years old, but I think that's the inner child. We all have an inner child to play. And so now whether I paint once a month or once a year, it's an outlet that I know I have, and then I can get mm-hmm. in touch with my inner power. And it doesn't matter what the painting looks like. Like you said, it's the power of expression. And we are here to express our divinity, quite frankly. we all have a divine self. And that's where my work is really heading.
Well, I think, especially in the tumultuous times that we have today, so many of us live in our heads. And that is what often is described as the left brain side of the self. When you live in your head, you're not really accomplishing anything. When you have to have some kind of action. And I think that this is a wonderful methodology to get unstuck. And you talk about understanding the wealth centers, and you say there are 7 wealth centers within each of us. What are those wealth centers?
I realized over the course of the past several years, working with people all across the country, doing intuitive coaching, which came to me intuitively, and I discovered, I heard in my intuition about the chakras, and I started to learn more about it, and I feel like Spirit taught me about it as I was working with people. So I discovered that the 7 chakras, root to crown, the 7 spiritual centers in our body, I renamed the wealth centers, because as I was working with people, I would hear the things, like maybe in the root center, that a 4th grade teacher said that unsettled them and created a shakiness in their foundation. This teacher didn't like them. I actually coached with her on TV. So I heard that intuitively. We pulled the plug out on that. And once that energy was gone, if you will, all of a sudden I could see these workshops that you were meant to create. And so it's amazing how many people I work with, and I say, we're going to go through your wealth centers because you are wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a few sessions with you, and you're gonna walk away with more than you ever dreamed of. But your dreams are in there, and that's why I call them wealth centers, and I've discovered how to connect with them with my intuition as a healer, facilitate the healing.
One of the biggest challenges people frequently face is dealing with forgiveness. And you have a chapter on that, and I think working with art can create a release so easily. Because if you choose your colors, you say, go into an art store, pick out whatever you want, pick out the colors. You don't have to buy the most expensive thing. If you want, just go to the dollar store. Pick out something here. But make sure you have a good-sized piece of board or canvas that you can paint on, and then just let the colors be. Just put on there. If you are angry, if there has been something in your past that you've never been able to make peace with, there's something about the energy of working with color that allows you to release it. And it's a safe, secure release. It's not something you're going to have to pay $10,000 for. It is something that you are going to be able to do in the privacy of your own space. And when you do that, that is your declaration. And you don't care whether you ever sell it or not. That's not the issue. But it's an expression of who you are. And that's part of the process that you did for yourself. And you see, it's necessary for us to remember that as children, we used finger paints and did things like that. We thought it was so cool. Have you ever watched kids, those of you listening in the audience, paint? They might use their toes, they use their fingers, they just laugh, they just have a great time, and they just have a fabulous, fabulous time. And that is what we need to be back in touch with, so we can be free-flowing expressions of our greatest capabilities, talents. I just think that what you've got in your book is just wonderful. And I think you address seeds of self-hatred. Talk about that for a moment. Did you have to deal with that yourself?
Self-hatred?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yes. I was a pack-a-day smoker for a very, very long time, which I was reading in a metaphysical book how that was self-hatred. So you don't want to think that, but with higher awareness and self-care, I mean, I can't say exactly where that started happening, but it definitely did occur for me, and that's why the forgiveness part, that was the biggest breakthrough I had when I wrote my first book, that I felt that I could forgive myself for any decisions I had made. Just anything in my life, I didn't even realize I was carrying so much guilt and anxiety over anything, you know, really. I think we all carry this low-grade shame. And I've learned so much about vibration, and we've all heard about the law of attraction. It's absolutely true that once we forgive ourselves, we're 1,000 times lighter and brighter just in that. And then to believe that we can and deserve to be happy. It's really been a journey for me to go from feeling very worthless in some ways to opening myself up to worthiness. It took a lot of inner work, quite frankly, but I think it's a journey that a lot of us are on these days on the spiritual path, and it's beautiful. I'm very comfortable with joy now. I'm very happy to express that with my clients too. But joy is just the most magnificent vibration, and we all carry it. It just gets covered up. We are joy. We are pure joy, but it gets covered up and hidden from the day to day.
In your book, Extreme Intuitive Makeover, you've got a key, number 30. It's your five-star spiritual restaurant. I love that. Five-star spiritual restaurant. Feeding your essence. You use the word spirit, but feeding, I'll use a different word, essence within you, the glorious expression of who you are. And I loved four words that you had, tiny little sentence, four words. There are no rules. There are no rules. Too often, we have become indoctrinated. And this is natural. It happens in every culture. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what your background is, good, bad, or indifferent. There are always rules and boundaries. But as we grow as adults, instead of becoming understanding that we can create ourselves, that we are artists, that we are designers, and that we have charge of our life, we get stuck in somebody else's rules. And I think that's where using the art is so important. There are no rules. You can express yourself. If you want to sit there and paint with your nose, you can do it. It's all right. There are no rules. And that is the joyfulness that children have when they're working with just playing with color. And it's so wonderful. And I think it creates an alertness. I've seen elderly people, when they start working with art, it's like their eyes light up. They discover that part of themselves. Why wait until you're 80 or 90 years old, for heaven's sakes? Get with it. This is marvelous. Express it in the way that you want. And the spiritual restaurant, well, I just think that that is a wonderful chapter. And throughout the book, you have thoughtful meditations, and you talk about, you know, claircognizance, you talk about clairaudience, clairsentience. There's just so many levels of the intuitive process that can bless your life. And for every one of us, it's very, very different. I know that we're just about out of time, and I want people to know, Anne, how they can find out about you and this wonderful, wonderful expression of development for the intuitive self. They can go to your website, annedeidre.com, and that's ANNEDEIDRE.com. What are they going to find there when they go to your website?
Yes, I do have my book available there as well as on Amazon and any bookstore. And that's Extreme Intuitive Makeover, 55 Keys to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. I have my first book there. Under Store, you'll find my Oracle cards, both of my books, and I do personal sessions, personal coaching, and group coaching. And I'm always creating something new. So I'm working on a CD and home study course right now. So that's the beauty of intuition. I'm so grateful and honored to share with you and your listeners today, Donna, that there really are no limits in our life, and we have the power to create absolute magnificence. And I wish everyone many blessings when we're able to say that.
Well, thank you very much. Now, for those of you listening, again, I encourage you to go to annedeidre.com. That's ANNEDEIDRE.com. And both of her books are really good, but the cards also are amazing. And wouldn't it be a wonderful gift to give to someone? And maybe you want to have a gathering and just find out what is it that each person needs to be aware of. Wouldn't it be fun to put the cards in some kind of a dish or a bowl and and just say, all right, you pick your card, and then just allow that sharing to go on with friends. I just really think that there's so much that we need to realize about ourselves, and it's just a delight to see how Anne has utilized art, which I really believe is so exquisitely wonderful to be able to work with. Why not tap into who you are? Why not be able to do it with a sense of joy? You don't need to try to become a Picasso. Sometimes I think he had some real problems, though. I'll skip my opinion on Picasso and what he did. But you're not a Michelangelo, maybe. That's fine. Who cares? Express yourself and let your intuition flow. Extreme Intuitive Makeover, Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art, and her card, Spiritual Enlightenment Oracle Cards. Check them out. Thank you, Anne, for being with me. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open. Telephone number to call into is 888-627-6008. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, it'll be my pleasure to do so. Well, my goodness, before we know it, it's going to be the 4th of July, and wow, a lot of things going on. So next week, we're going to be covering a lot of different topics. And let me share with you some of the people that I'm going to be interviewing. We've got a lady, and I don't have her name right in front of me, but her title of her book is I Lived to Tell It. What would you think your response would be if a husband shoots you point blank? Yep, wanted to kill you, but you survived. Well, we're going to hear her story on Monday. And also we're going to be talking with Steve Alton. He has become very involved. Steve has been on my show. He's an author. But we're going to be discussing some cancer research that he is involved with. And I received the information. We're going to be talking about that on Monday. Then, peace be still. Jeremy McDonald is going to be our guest. Phenomenal story. And then on the 4th of July, we're going to be talking about kicking the odds. Brett Sheldon is going to be my guest. And we're then going to be discussing A man's perspective regarding health care, Edmund Valentine, is going to be my guest, U.S. Health Care to the Year 2020. And use your body to heal your mind. Do you believe you can do that? Well, a week from today, we're going to find out how a physician, Dr. Grayson, believes you can. So we've got an interesting lineup, and oh, we have got all kinds of subject matter coming up on the Donna Sebo Show, so be sure you check it out. Now, my newsletter is going to be going out on the 1st, and as it always does, and you'll have a listing of information there, and then, of course, here on the website, you can always check to see a little brief write-up that is going to be going on there as well. Again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat today at 888-627-6008. The power of an individual, I always am very appreciative of. I really appreciate people that are willing to step out and to cross a line that maybe someone had drawn in the sand somewhere saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other. Well, there's a young man who was just 17 years of age. His name is Mike Perham. He's from Hertfordshire, England. He decided that he wanted to go around the world all by himself. Now, what would you think if your kid came home to you and said, I want to travel around the world? And you'd say, oh, well, that's very nice. Well, I'm going to do it by myself, and I am going to do it in a boat. Well, this is what occurred. It occurred in August of 2009. He completed his voyage at 17 at that time. Now, he set off in 2008, in November of 2008, from Portsmouth, England. He was age, at that time, 16. So he celebrated his 17th birthday when he was out. He had a high-tech 50-foot racing yacht that was leased for this particular experience. And his circumnavigation took this young man, Mike Perham, down the west coast of Africa, south of Australia, and it was when he was near Australia that he ended up having to replace and repair the yacht's rudder, and then he went into the Southern Ocean. This young man ended up going through freezing seas, 50-foot swells, 50-knot winds, that's 57-mile-per-hour winds, and it would knock the boat flat to the waves before the heavy keel would pull it upright. He was forced to climb. Remember, he's on this boat. 17 years old, he was forced to climb by himself a 70-foot mast in the middle of the ocean to fix the rigging because it had been knocked down. He also had to dive under the boat to cut free ropes that got snagged. He sailed up the coast of South America and through the Panama Canal. His final leg of the journey was across the Atlantic. He landed in Portsmouth in August of 2009, 9 months and 24,233 miles later. Now, he was in a yacht that was designed for high speed. It was cramped, very noisy, was not comfortable. He couldn't get sleep very readily. And he slept, on average, about 5 hours a day. And he would take 20-minute naps while he kept the boat on course. Now, there was an electronic autopilot that was part of the ship's navigational system. And he said when nobody else was around, if he had to take a 20-minute nap, he was in serious danger of colliding with vessels that were out in the ocean at night. And also, he could encounter surface hazards no matter where he was sailing. And what are those hazards? Shipping containers, marine debris. Now, what he did during this entire voyage, he was harnessed to the boat at all times, just in case he would be swept overboard. The food that he carried on his boat, his yacht, was freeze-dried, and he had to ration it to survive. And there are so many fascinating points about this story. Here's this young man. This really took tremendous guts. And my goodness, what is he going to conquer next in his life? Now, when he was in South Africa for repairs, he met a 75-year-old Japanese sailor whose name was Minoru Saito. This 75-year-old Japanese sailor was in the middle of his eighth circumnavigation of the globe. At 75 years of age, this gentleman, Minoru, has sailed 310,685 miles. It's the equivalent of sailing to the moon. These are people that say, I am not going to be confined by somebody else's definition of the rules. Now, it doesn't mean you don't want to learn as much as possible about whatever it is you're going to want to do. But think of the young man, and then think of the older man. Look at the vast difference in their ages. Minoru, 75 years young. 16 years old when he leaves England, Mike Perham, completes a voyage that takes 9 months. And at 17, he has experienced more than most teenagers would even imagine. Now, I did not know, but this young man actually was the youngest person to sail solo across the Atlantic. And he did it at the age of 14. That encouraged him to go for the next big goal. And he said one of the biggest things that he had to battle with was being away from the security of friends and family that he loved a great deal. And he said, I hate heights. And three times during my journey, I had to climb that 70-foot mast. I think that this is a real positive example about how you dare to break your own paradigms. And that's what this young man has done. I wonder if we're going to hear about him sometime in the future. Really doesn't make any difference, because I think the story I've shared with you really demonstrates how you face the fear and you do things anyway. You take courage from the fact that you're willing to do what is necessary. And who knows what journeys he may encounter in the future, but he's given a wonderful, wonderful example for those of us who in our everyday lives maybe won't do anything that traumatic, but why not? We can step up. We can open ourselves up to entirely new parts of ourselves that we never imagined we could cultivate. So many times we try to put life in a box. We want to say, this is what's perfect. We have this car. We have this house. We have 2.5 kids. I always like to figure out how they get the 0.5, but that's what goes with statistics. So let's make it just two kids. You have all of this imagery that is promoted by all kinds of people. This is the perfect life. And I found in my 11 years of doing my show, most people reach a point where they say, this isn't enough for me. And sometimes they have tragedies that affect them. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's just a moment of, I've awakened to the reality that I have more to give to life. Their stories are as varied as the number of people that exist on this planet. And it's a joy to me to be able to bring that forth. And I'll tell you, in reading all the materials that I do every year, 400 to 600 publications a year, my goodness, my world has changed too. It's opened me to the reality of all kinds of options. But you know what? It's up to us to choose. It's up to us to make that choice. And to say, I am stepping outside of my own paradigms. I'm stepping beyond. I'm going to push those belief systems that I have been enslaved to and try something different. I'm going to do something different. The greatest gift you can get, maybe, is that you know what you don't like. Wonderful. Look at how much you've got to explore about what you will really like. So whether it's hiking in the Sierra Mountains, developing a business, finding your own inner spiritual self, whatever it is that is important to you, honor and respect that creative part of you that wants to make life a rich experience. Because you know what? When you turn on your light, you're going to illuminate so many other people. They're going to look at you and go, wow, how can I do that? Just as the young man I just spoke to you about. There'll be people that will love sailing, go, wow, how can I do that? I've interviewed on the show a woman that sailed around the world herself. Incredible sacrifice. Incredibly difficult. But she did it. You can create your own world. You can be the architect. You can be the designer. You can be the builder. You can be all of these things. But you have to start. You have to be willing to invest in yourself. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Have a pad of paper and pen handy because I've got something scrumptious I'm going to share with you.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic. Safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. Before I share this yummy recipe with you, I just love recipes. Don't you? They're just so much fun. I want to share a poem with you. And I have this stupendous visual in front of me of this lush, lush green environment. It reminds me, and I know we've got a caller, I'll be right with you. It reminds me of the Pacific Northwest, where we have all of this lush green around. And of course, today it's raining, which is not our favorite thing. It's got a lot of gray, but the sun's going to be shining eventually. We have faith. This picture that's in front of me has all of this lush green, and there is a chair, and there is this old wooden box upon which there is a clay pot that's filled with this beautifully blooming rose. And this is what the poem reads. Summer is early morning dewdrops, blossoming trees, grass growing lush and green, and humming honeybees. That was written by Chrissy Church. Boy, that's the truth. And we are so grateful this year in the Pacific Northwest, where last year we didn't see so many bees. This year we've got a lot of bees, and they're just happily buzzing around. Let's go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling me from?
Hi, Donna. My name is Craig, and I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
Hi, Craig. I'm delighted that you're able to join us today. First thing that I'm looking at, Craig, is you're very close to being ready to move forward to initiate a very productive cycle of your life. Now, you're a planner, and I really respect this. I think that this is something that, for some reason, it's just a part of you. If someone says, oh, I want to build an Eiffel Tower, you go, great, what materials are you going to use? You've got this wonderful analytical, down-to-earth, grounded effect of thinking. And I think this is fabulous because it's needed. However, there is also this extremely fluid and creative side that you have within yourself. And sometimes it's been a bit of a challenge for you to balance that. And all I want you to know is all of your planning, everything that you have laid out as the structure for what you want to go and do, you're going to be so glad you did. Because when the momentum for action starts up at fall of this year, you're going to find yourself moving really quickly. And having done the well-laid plan and structure, it's going to allow you to implement your creative side easily, quickly, effectively, and well. So though you've had a number of setbacks during the last 2 years, I want you to know that you're moving forward with a momentum at this time that's just going to make your heart sing. It doesn't mean you won't have some challenges. But you need to remember the structure of plan, of organization. This is important. And it's okay to flow with your spontaneity and your enthusiasm. Now, you're right here, right at the borderline of starting to implement this. I would love to see you have a good mentor, because you need to be able to talk with someone who has some experience. Let's say you wanted to develop a restaurant. I'll just toss that out for the heck of it. And you were really skilled at fixing 25 different types of pasta with sauces and gluten-free and regular, and you had this all laid out. So you had gone to school, you had gotten your education, you knew how you had to keep track of your costs, and you've got all of this, and you find the perfect location, you find where you can get your equipment that maybe is not brand new, but it's in excellent condition. You've got everything ready to go. You have got it nailed down. And all of a sudden, you know you've got all of this information, and you have to implement it. You even have the money that's going to be there for you. You have to implement it. And that sometimes can get scary. Sometimes that can get very scary. But you're going to be able to do it. Now, I used a restaurant as an example. And your marketing is going to be very important, however it or whatever it is that you're choosing to get involved with. You need to remember one thing, and that is, with all of your planning, all of your organization, everything that you're doing, keep in the equation, it is the relationships with people that will ensure your success. And sometimes you clam up. You don't feel comfortable in communicating with people. I want you to be at ease with this. In fact, I would like for you to do something like join a Toastmasters group, just so that you can feel at ease in communicating with people. You're a very talented person, but I want you to know the relationships of trust, faith in you, and everything that means so much to you. This is what's going to ensure your success. And sharpening your communication skills will be a wonderful thing for you to do. But you are right on this point where it's time for you to come down off the mountain of the dream and go into the valley of getting it done. Go for it. Do you have a question for me?
Thank you. No, I just feel that that's so true. I mean, you know, when you're speaking to travel and doing things you wanted to do, I've been lucky enough to kind of embrace those aspects of my life. And but yeah, there are certainly things that I'm trying to get to bring to fruition in this coming year that I think you spoke to and really resonate within me. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so delighted you were able to join us. Be sure and tell your friends about the show.
I will. Thank you very much, Donna.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you for calling in. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone line is open, 888-627-6008. Okay, I have got a recipe here, and I'm going to be giving you, shall we say, it's a healthy one. What are we going to be talking about? What am I going to be sharing with you? Cabbage. Yes, that unbelievable vegetable that is so loaded with nutrition. But this is a recipe that's going to be something that I think will surprise you. Cabbage is not a vegetable that most people enjoy, because many times they'll say, ooh, it stinks. I don't want it in my kitchen. Let me tell you something. Cabbage is one of the healthiest vegetables, whether it's raw or cooked, that you could possibly have. And, of course, it can be sort of boring, or why not make it interesting? Well, I have a recipe here for braised cabbage. And it's something that you could serve just about with any kind of meat. And it's a delightful way to get a vegetable into your dietary system and have it taste good. Yes. Okay. This is what you're going to need. You're going to need a quarter of a cup of peanut oil. Now, if you're allergic to peanut oil, and I have some very dear, dear friends who are allergic to anything that has peanuts in it, substitute an olive oil, substitute another oil. If you have one that you're really in love with, then substitute the oil. You need one red onion, a medium size, and you want to slice that very thinly. You're going to need a cup of brown sugar, and you want the dark brown sugar. One cup of brown sugar, dark, and you're going to need two Granny Smith apples, and you want to slice those. And this is when one of those food processors can really come in handy. You can have everything sliced really quickly. You're going to need a half a cup of red wine vinegar, half a cup of red wine vinegar, 4 pounds of red cabbage. That's usually one cabbage head. And you're going to want to cut it julienne. That's right, julienne cut, 4 pounds of red cabbage. If you're in a hurry, don't worry about how it's cut. Just do it. 2 cups of red wine. Now, remember, when it comes to wine, you want a wine that tastes good. 2 cups of red wine, 2 cups of orange juice, 1 cinnamon stick, and 2 teaspoons of ground ginger. And, of course, you're going to use a little bit of salt and pepper, but that's your choice. Less of that is more. Let other people add their own salt and pepper. Now, this is how simple it is. You're going to heat. Uh-oh, I'm out of time. I'll have to share the rest of this with you on Monday. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You let your light shine. You are just so gloriously wonderful. It's going to be a pleasure to meet you one day. Donna Siebel here. Talk with you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.